This is the Sci-Fi Hourglass Podcast, broadcasting to you somewhere from the planet Earth.
Warning, the following episode is intended for mature adult audiences. The following 10 episodes of Season 1 of Yesterday's Leftovers contain scenes of violence, curse words and foul language, drug use, and some sexual scenes.
This story is called Yesterday's Leftovers. Chapter 1, titled In the Far Future. In the far, far future, after the climate disaster and all the natural disasters that followed, people were forced into tighter and tighter areas. Massive cities were created that stretched from coastline to coastline. Space was running out. The buildings became wider and taller. Massive structures.
We'll build it into the clouds, boys.
Living inside climate-controlled areas became the norm. It was too dangerous to go outside. For generations, it went like this. The buildings became massive. As the buildings stretched into the sky higher and higher, shoddy engineering and wars brought them down. But with new engineering, new technologies, new materials, new automation, the buildings could stretch even higher.
Into the stratosphere, gentlemen.
The efficiency inside of these continental-sized buildings was second to none. The lower floors, fully automated by machines, catering to the people up top. The problem was, space was running out. But with new efficiency, with the machines, the servers and the workers in the mid-levels of the building became useless. They were always planning and scheming and warring. Everybody was trying to work their way to the top. Whoever lived in the upper floors got it all. The mid-levels of the buildings that housed the servers and workers were purged.
No, don't shoot.
By attack drones. Androids sent to kill them, throw them down the garbage chutes, down to be recycled in the lower levels. Their spaces could be used for other things in the building. They were unneeded. The so-called lucky ones that escaped the purge and scurried down to the lower levels of the building to hide.
We can hide down here.
Because of how tall the buildings were, the lower levels were engineered with very wide walls that housed all the pipes and wires that ran through the building. Inside of these massive hollow walls in the lower levels of the building, the people could hide. Hide from the machines that would kill them. Scurrying around inside of these walls like a mouse in an old house, these people were nicknamed the Lowers. Eventually, anybody who lived on the top of the buildings were called the Uppers. Our story takes place generations after the first massive purge. A seagull flies above the ocean towards Massive gray walls. Gray walls that stretch into the sky for miles. No windows or doors. A giant castle that stretches across the coast for miles and into the sky for miles. The seagull flies along the walls of the building, catching the heat that bounces off the side, floating in the sky, a mile high, along the building walls, massive rain and water runoff pipes stick out the side, giant green tubes, 20 feet wide and 20 feet tall, that shoot out the water, the excess water from the rains above, landing on the buildings. The seagull flies above, a young man sitting on the edge of one of these pipes, looking out on the ocean, watching the sunset. The young man's name is Yesterday. Yesterday sits on the edge of the pipe with his feet hanging off. He's wearing an old dirty white shirt with short sleeves. He's got an old pair of overalls that he uses as pants. He ties them up with the arms at the waist. As the sunset plunges into the ocean and the colors dance off of the water, Yesterday jumps up from the pipe and grabs his staff. He walks towards the wall. Just above the pipe, there's a crack in the wall with a small hole. He tucks on inside, into the inner walls. This far up in the building, the inner walls are still wide and hollow and have plenty places to hide. Just inside the inner wall, Yesterday jumps over a gap that leads to the lower levels inside of the walls. Across the gap, there's a small hidden door leading to his secret room. He crawls under a pipe and up through the secret doorway and crawls into his secret room. It's not a very wide room. He can touch both of the walls with his hands outstretched. But it's tall, and it's long, and it's a good place to hide. He's rigged up a vertical living area inside, different levels with ladders. On the first level, he has his workbench, and in the back, a garden, an indoor garden. He turns on a light, illuminating all the levels. He climbs up a ladder to the kitchen, where he pulls out some vegetables from his backpack and puts them on the shelf. He scavenged them from the garbage chutes. The garbage chutes in the buildings attached to the lower and higher levels is where all the things get thrown to be recycled. Down from the top to the lowers, the chutes attached to the residential areas and the factories and all the farms. And Yesterday has rigged up some hooks and traps inside of these to see what he can catch. He's made quite a life for himself living off the garbage chutes. The same garbage chutes that he was thrown down years ago. He climbs up the ladder to the next level and takes a seat on the couch. He grabs a small controller and turns on a screen that appears on the wall in front of him. It's all the channels from the upper levels. Yesterday has educated himself just watching these channels. A commercial starts to play on the screen ahead. It's from the uppers, a New Year's party, all the crazy sights. Yesterday thinks to himself, I want nothing to do with these people. These are the people that threw me out. Look at these crazy people. He turns the channel and finds an old movie to watch. He loves old movies. He slowly closes his eyes and thinks, I'll have to check the garbage chutes tomorrow. I need to find a part for my friend OV. OV is a robot that works in the factories and farms above. Yesterday, found him in the garbage chute attached to one of his hooks, replaced with something else. These old android robots can't communicate verbally, but yesterday's pretty clever, and he's spliced in some other parts. OV is becoming quite intelligent. He broke down a couple weeks ago, and yesterday's been searching for a part ever since. It's not going to be easy to find one. He might have to go to the lower levels, where everything gets sent to be recycled. It's dangerous down there. He'll check the garbage chutes close to his house tomorrow, and he'll venture a little further to the ones attached to the factories where he originally found OV. But he's not holding much hope for finding the part. Yesterday slowly drifts asleep. A large crash in the night, just outside, in the passageways by yesterday's secret room. It wakes him up. He sits up in bed. He slowly creeps out of bed and climbs down the ladder, quietly. On the lower level, he grabs his staff and waits by the door to his secret room. He can hear the unmistakable sounds of spider drones shooting their blue laser sensors in all directions inside of the inner walls. They are cleaning drones, zapping the dirt and dust away inside the walls. They also are very efficient killers, hunting out any varmints to kill. Yesterday has the scars of the battles he has fought with them in the past all over his body. He hears their spider-like machine metal legs crawling outside of his secret room. Mechanical killer spiders about a foot tall and a foot wide. He hears the spider drones work their way lower in the inner walls, past his secret room. He slowly turns around and climbs back up the ladder. Keeping his staff with him, he crawls back in bed. Yesterday wakes up the next morning, slowly sitting up in bed, looking across the room at his friend OV, the android. OV runs on a track system that yesterday set up in his secret room. He looks at his friend. OV has a round body and one arm attached. He's hooked to a track system that allows him to move up and down and side to side inside of yesterday's secret room. He has a blue glass faceplate that's iridescent. On the back of him, he's got OV in red stamped on his white outer shell. Yesterday heads down the ladder and packs up his bags, grabs his staff, and heads out of his secret room. He travels alongside inside of the walls towards the garbage chutes, that attach to the residential units above. As he makes a few turns in the corners, he gets close to the garbage chute. It's a rounded wall. It has a vent that yesterday peels off. Inside, it's large this far down and rounded. Yesterday has set up traps inside to catch the falling debris, hooks, and other creative devices. He uses his headlamp to look inside and pulls on the rope, bringing up the hooks. He sees some piles of clothing stuck to one of them. Yesterday looks over at another hook. It caught something unexpected. He screams in joy. It's not the part he needed for his friend OV, but it's pretty useful. It's an old video game finger-controlled hand glove. It's old tech, but it's perfect for yesterday. He has the other equipment to make it work. A virtual reality gaming system. Outdated to the people above. That's probably why they threw it out. Yesterday packs up his newly found items and heads further on, deeper in the buildings, to the further garbage chutes, the ones attached to the factories above. He'll stop at the protein garbage chutes along the way, attached to the farms above, filled with animals, pigs, chickens, cows. The same garbage chutes attached to the butchering floors above. Androids, machines butchering all the animals. Anything that doesn't live up to code, thrown down the garbage chute. Yesterday travels inside of the dark inner walls. His headlamp is the only thing lighting up the dark area. He climbs over pipes and under wires and through ducts until he gets close to the next garbage chute attached to the protein farms and butchering shops above. He pries open a vent and looks inside. The garbage chute has an intense foul odor of rotten meat. But when he pulls up the hook, he finds a nice large piece of smoked ham. It's not easy to find a nice piece of smoked ham. It's been a while. He packs up his meat and puts it inside his backpack and keeps heading deeper into the buildings. The large rooms this high up in the building on the other side of the inner walls that yesterday is walking in contain the fish farms. Large water tanks that run for miles that farm fish indoors. Fully automated like all the other farms in the buildings. Yesterday we'll have to come again this way to take a swim and catch some fish. Yesterday has traveled for a half a day inside of the walls just to make it to the farther garbage chutes. He hasn't been this way for at least a month. You'll have to head back soon or find a spot to stay for the night, which he really doesn't want to do. He finally makes it to the furthest garbage chute that he has traps in, attached to the factories above. He pries the vent open and looks inside. Pulling on the ropes, he's caught nothing. It doesn't look like these chutes have been used in a month. He turns and starts to head back, traveling through the walls to his secret room. He knows he'll have to head to the lower levels if he wants to find the parts needed to fix his friend. It'll take over a week of journeying down the levels and through the bottom floors. He'll have to find places to spend the night along the way and bring enough supplies, even though he'll be able to find probably what he needs along the way. You never know what you find down there. Everything gets thrown down there. It's where you find the best parts. The next day, Yesterday wakes up early and packs his things and says goodbye for now to his secret room. He heads out the door into the inner walls and stands outside of his secret room, looking down the shaft, straight down to the lower levels. The open gap in the middle of the walls. He starts to crawl down, level by level, slowly. Yesterday will try to stick close to the outer walls of the buildings, inside of the walls, going down the shaft. He will eventually have to make his way deeper in the building in the lower levels. After climbing all the way down the 36 floors to the bottom levels, Yesterday hears the rain and the thunder outside of the walls. He's close to the ground level. He tries to find a vent to look outside. He sees a small vent that he could stick his head through, so he pries it open, and he can hear the rain and water, feel it bouncing off of the opening. He sticks his head out of the small hole. The rain is cold. He takes his clothes off and starts to clean himself. The lightning lighting up the inner walls by Yesterday, where he's pried open the small vent to the outside. He starts to dry himself off with the cloth from inside of his bag, and he hears a noise above. He looks up the shaft of the inner walls, lighting it up with his headlamp. He has the feeling of people watching him. He goes back to getting dressed and starts to head further, deeper into the building in the lower levels. Yesterday thinks of the other things he might find while he's down in the lower levels. Things you can only find down here. He looks down at his boots and thinks, I hope I can find some boots. The last pair of boots he traded for at one of the last villages he visited, a secret village built up in the inner walls, hidden away from the drones. It was about 2.5 days travel from Yesterday's secret room. There was over 100 people that lived in the secret village. He made friends with a few of the villagers, and he traded his things there. An old man in the vertical village, hidden inside the walls of the buildings, was one of Yesterday's good friends. Pom Pom was his nickname. Pom Pom had stumbled upon a level inside of the buildings that housed the breweries for that zone. He had the only known map drawn by him to get back there. He used to make regular trips and come back with containers full of the sweet, sweet ale. It made him quite a popular figure in his small village, and quite wealthy. Yesterday used to trade some marijuana for some ale that he grew in his vertical garden outside, hanging off of the large rain water runoff pipe. Yesterday used to hang out for hours with the old man Pom Pom. But one time, when Yesterday returned to the village, He saw devastation, unleashed by spider drones and attack drones that had found the camp inside of the inner walls. No one was spared, not even his dear old friend Pom Pom. Yesterday left the village, never to return again. He has never seen another person since that time. It's been a couple years. He's figured everybody's gone. The drones must have cleared out the lower levels of all the lower people that lived in them. Yesterday stops by a couple large pipes inside the inner walls and hides underneath them to take a nap. He starts to have a bad dream, a dream he has all the time. The time of the removal. The time he was throwing down the garbage chutes. Yesterday runs with his mother, grasping his arm and dragging him. The people inside of the levels that they lived in barricaded the doors as the attack drones broke through, sparing no one. The automated task force of policing androids, attack drones, red Model 3 androids breaking through the barriers. The mid-level, where they stayed, housed the workers and servants. It was a common thing in these times for purges. The people above needed the spaces for their own kind. As yesterday dreams of his mother's face, as they were running, he wakes up from his dream, covered in sweat. He pulls himself from out underneath the pipes that he was hiding under and shakes himself off. He starts to head to the deeper levels, the recycling rooms below. Yesterday stops to an area that is blocked inside the walls. He'll have to climb back up a couple other levels to go around. He starts to climb up, slowly in the dark, moving through tight and dark areas. He climbs through a thin wall where it opens up on the other side. He drops down the next level, but he hears noises beside him. He turns and shines his headlamp down the hallway, and he stays quiet. He's dropped inside of a large area where the spider drones are charging, stacked up the walls, 10 high, 50 wide, at least. He slowly starts to step backwards. The spider drones are in charging mode and unaware of his presence. Yesterday crawls down lower. He starts to head down to the lower levels, slipping through the cracks of the buildings inside of the walls. But as yesterday turns the corner, he runs into a spider drone returning to charge. Yesterday holds out his staff, keeping the spider drone back. The blue sensor lasers bounce around the inner walls coming from the spider drone's face. The blue sensor lasers of the spider drone hone in on yesterday. The spider drone lunges towards yesterday with its metal clinging legs. Yesterday knocks the drone down with his staff, sending it down the shaft. The spider drone catches itself with its legs on the walls. It flings itself towards yesterday again. Yesterday knocks the jumping drone up against the wall with his staff and pins it against it. He pushes his body weight against the staff, plunging it through the belly of the spider drone, sending sparks flying through the inner walls. Yesterday quickly takes off running through the walls, dropping into the lower levels, hoping the other spider drones don't follow. After a while of traveling, he thinks he's lost them. He sits down for a rest. Yesterday travels deep, deep inland inside of the buildings on the lower levels, checking through the vents and the small holes in the inner walls into the large rooms on the other side. Massive rooms full of garbage piles being separated by machines, large robotic arms that swing above on tracks, separating the garbage. Automated carts bringing it to the different rooms in the lower levels to be reduced and reused. Yesterday tucks in a vent and crawls through to the other side in the large massive room full of clothing piles being separated by machines. He's going to hunt around for a good new pair of boots. Yesterday will have to be careful inside of these large rooms down below. The androids inside now separating aren't dangerous unless he gets in the way of them. But there are others roaming these rooms that will do him harm. The only light that comes in these lower levels is from the androids and robots and conveyor belts used in their system. It's usually pitch black. Androids don't need light. Yesterday stands on the edge of a massive garbage pile of boots towering above him. The only light coming off his head from his lamp. He starts to climb the garbage pile looking for a matching pair of boots. He tries on multiple boots till he finds one for each foot. They don't match, but he's used to that. There's no holes and they're in really good condition. He climbs down the massive boot pile and through the large room, twisting and turning through massive garbage piles of clothes being separated. He hides back in behind a large pile of clothes and sets up a small area where he pulls out a small stove he made to cook some food. He pulls a pan off of his backpack and he pulls out some ham and some vegetables and fills the pan. He doesn't have to worry about the androids smelling his food. The spider drones could sense it, but they usually stay inside the walls. After he fills his belly up with some food, he packs up and starts to head out, heading deeper into the building, through the massive rooms, the different sections of things being sorted, until he comes to the electronics section. He starts to look around the piles at all the different stacked up drones and robots, the different wires. He starts to gather things he could use, and he looks for a part to fix his friend OV. As he sorts through some parts in a massive pile, he thinks back to the last conversation he had with his friend OV, back at his secret place. Yesterday sits in the lower level of his secret room, across from his friend OV, at a small table. They're playing the game chess. Yesterday is waiting for OV to make a move.
Yesterday looks at him and asks, "Are you gonna move?" "I'm waiting."
"I am thinking."
"Hurry up then."
"I am moving."
OV slides his bishop across the board. "Good move."
"Thank you."
"Well, then I'm going to put this baby in the corner for protection." OV thinks of a clever movie reference.
"Nobody puts baby in the corner."
Then he moves his queen in for the kill.
"Checkmate."
"Oh, I see what you did there with the movie reference from last night."
"Yes."
OV's been experimenting with movie quotes, old ones. "Last week you couldn't even move your pawns right, dude. Now you're winning everything."
"I am sorry. If we play again, I can lose."
"No, I don't want you to lose. It's not how it works. Oh, we're just gonna have to pick a new game. But this is good, man. You're learning. It's not good for me, but it's good." OV's learning at an incredible rate. Yesterday thinks of how nice it is to have somebody to talk to. But then, moments later, something went wrong with OV. What's the matter, buddy? Buddy? Buddy, shut yourself down. Shut yourself down before something happens. No! Shit! Back in the lower levels of the building, yesterday has been traveling for days from garbage pile to garbage pile, looking for the parts he needs to fix his friend. He's deep in the electronics section. Lots of torn apart androids and robots. Piles of debris. Conveyor belts carrying massive piles of garbage into different rooms. Large robotic arms swing ahead, grasping piles of garbage and lifting them into the air. Yesterday stumbles on an old pile of OV androids stacked up in the corner. Parts of their bodies strewn about. He starts to dismantle some to take parts he needs. He looks across the room and sees another large pile of OV units, and he makes his way over. He starts to climb up the pile of garbage as a large arm swings overhead. It's very loud, and yesterday doesn't see the danger coming from around the garbage pile. From behind the pile, two large scanning androids come around the corner. They are large and fixed to a wheel. These androids are nicknamed Unidroids. They are very quick and agile. They are three times the size of a human. They have multiple tools attached to the arms that they can switch for each job that they are programmed to do. But also, at that moment, up in the rafters, above in the room, way up high, two shadowy figures move. One drops down on a rope behind a large, massive garbage pile. On the other side of the room, away from the androids and yesterday, the two androids, fixed to a wheel, roll around the corner. Yesterday turns and finally notices the androids. They move in quickly and block his exit. Yesterday tries to climb up the garbage pile of androids he is on, frantically clinging to pieces as it falls down off the pile of garbage. One of the uni droids lifts its arms and shoots a flame out of it, towards Yesterday. Yesterday ducks out of the way and rolls down the massive garbage pile towards the uni droids. Just then a loud scream comes from behind a garbage pile on the other side of the room. A young boy runs out from behind the garbage pile where the scream came from across the room. Then the young boy runs back behind the garbage pile across the room, and one of the uni droids follows him. The other blocks Yesterday. From above, a figure drops from the rafters in between the two uni droids. The hooded dark figure pulls a blaster out from under their coat. They aim it towards the large, massive drone standing in front of Yesterday and shoot, blowing its head off, sending sparks flying everywhere, and its body crashes to the ground. The dark figure twists towards the other uni droid holding the blaster out. They fire a blast towards it, destroying its tire and sending it falling to the ground. The dark figure slowly walks towards it and holds out the blaster, blasting its head off, sending sparks flying everywhere. Then the stranger that saved Yesterday's life turns and walks towards him and holds the blaster out, pointing it at him. Yesterday stands in front of the dark figure pointing the blaster towards him, and he slowly puts his hands in the air. Thoughts are racing through his head. He thought he would never see a person again. And why is this person pointing a blaster towards me when he just saved my life? Yesterday thinks. From across the large room, Yesterday sees a young kid walk out from behind a garbage pile, walk through the center of the room, stepping over one of the destroyed uni droids, walking towards the dark figure and stopping next to him. Yesterday can see it's an old, realistic model android. A robot child. A very early model. It looks like it has damage to its skin, on its face, over time. This is an old, realistic model, created and sold to the different households in the buildings a few generations ago. Yesterday thinks maybe the dark figure holding the blaster towards him in the hood and covered face is an android too, and all the humans are really gone from the lowers. The dark figure puts down the blaster and pulls their hood down. They're still wearing a bandana around their face and dark glasses, but Yesterday can see it's a girl. She looks human. Hard to tell these days. The young, realistic android child looks up at Yesterday and says,
"What are you doing in these lower rooms? You need to pay closer attention if you're going to walk around these lower rooms. There's lots of machines down here that will kill you. You should come with us. There will surely be more drones coming."
The young android kid and the young woman head behind a large garbage pile in the large rooms. Yesterday looks over and then starts to follow them. Behind the large garbage pile, there's a pillar that leads to the ceiling and the rafters. They start to climb up the pillar. And Yesterday walks towards it and looks up. He starts to climb. Halfway up the pillar, he looks across the room and he sees more drones coming inside the room, frantically searching. He looks over at the pile of OV units stacked up and thinks that he hasn't got his part yet. But he keeps climbing, following the new two strangers he's just met. Once they get to the rafters above in the ceiling, they quietly sneak above in the rafters towards the walls. When they get close to the walls, they climb on top of the duct into the walls. Inside of the walls, they start to head up and down, and turn through some corners, traveling through the walls away from the danger. After traveling through the walls for a while, the three of them stop at a safe distance. They sit on ledges across from one another inside of the walls. The young android kid says to Yesterday,
My name is Hector, and this is my friend Jesse.
Yesterday tells Hector and Jesse his name.
My name's Yesterday. Nice to meet you guys.
He's happy to see other people to talk to again. Yesterday tells the two of them why he was in the lower rooms looking for an old OV part for a friend that's broken down. Hector, the young android, tells Yesterday of their village Jesse and Hector live in, about a day's travel from here. This area of the lower rooms of the building specializes in recycling the electronic parts, old android parts, machinery. Lots of people back in the village trade old parts. Hector asks his friend Jesse if it's okay to invite Yesterday back to the village. Jesse nods in approval. Hector invites Yesterday back to the village with them.
So, will you come with us?
Yes. Yesterday does want to go back with them. It's dangerous. People, that is. But the chance to trade for new things and to know of another village built inside the walls and hidden, that would be pretty valuable. Later, when Hector and Yesterday are alone for a moment, Hector talks about Jesse. Jesse doesn't say much. Hector explains to Yesterday that she was attacked by an android a few years ago. And she doesn't talk much anymore. Yesterday thinks that's probably why she keeps her face covered, to hide the scars of the attack. They'll camp there for the night and then head towards the village tomorrow. Yesterday never imagined he'd see people again.
That's the end of chapter one for Yesterday's Leftovers, the pilot episode of the first season, called In the Far Future. Thank you so much for listening.